Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are going right into Israel. We have to pay close attention. There's so many things going on. And remember, just because news cycles are over, it's not over, but that's how people work. You know, you run the news cycle and everybody goes, yeah, we talked about a lot about that, you know, last week, therefore it's finished.
Right.
And it's like, nope, it's not finished. And as ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And so we need to pay close attention. First, we're going to go and hear from CBN News what has taken place with the Palestinian folks and what they're trying to do. And we know for a fact, you remember, that Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was sitting right in the middle of all that, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And their goal is a two-state solution, and somehow they're saying in their own belief, I would assume, that Israel will survive even back to the 1967 lines. Remember, the president said Israel needs to go back to the 1967 lines. First, let's find out what this unstoppable voting bloc is doing in the United Nations.
The country of Jordan is going to the UN Security Council on behalf of the Palestinians. The Jordanians are offering a resolution calling for Israel to give up the land it won in the Six-Day War in 1967. But Israel warned such a move would undermine its national security. John Waghi has that story.
The resolution aims to avoid U.S.-backed peace talks and force a solution on Israel within a few years that would divide Jerusalem and uproot hundreds of thousands of Israelis from their biblical homeland. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says the Palestinian strategy is to get rid of the status quo.
This status quo is not sustainable and will not continue. Either this Palestinian Authority will lead Palestinians from occupation to independence, or Israel, the occupying power, will resume its responsibilities as an occupying power.
His comments come as Palestinian social media users posted an online video of how to stab a Jew. Just as alarming, Erekat himself compared Israel to ISIS. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reacted to Erekat in comments made with visiting U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham over the weekend.
This is the same Palestinian Authority that joins hands with Hamas, incites constantly against Israel, the kind of incitement that has led to an attack that we witnessed just 2 days ago of a Molotov cocktail thrown at a little girl.
Netanyahu said the resolution would impose a solution on Israel and undermine its security.
And I want to assure you that we will stand firmly and reject such a diktat. We always have, we always will.
Passage of the resolution would probably depend on whether or not the U.S. exercises its veto power. Graham warned of a violent pushback if the U.N. tries to set the terms of peace talks and avoid direct negotiations.
Any effort by the French, the Jordanians, or anyone to avoid direct negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians over the peace process, anyone who tries to take this to the U.N. Security Council, there will be a violent backlash by the Congress that could include suspending funding to the United Nations.
Palestinians are hoping for a vote in the Security Council later this week and said they'll keep trying to gain support until the last minute. John Waghi, CBN News.
This is so important to understand this. There's an unstoppable voting bloc, and we'll make that related link to you on this post. You got to go to VFN Torch and see it. But there is a majority of the United Arab League nations that are in there that... Yeah. It's everything against Israel, and you can see that. But right now, what does that mean? Because the president said, you know, Israel needs to go back to the 1967 borders. What does it mean when they're saying, you know, the Jordan, of all the people to go, when Jordan shows up, that is probably the most legitimate voice in the area there. A friend of America, you know, in the context of friendship in the Middle East, and the king was real close with... former presidents, you know, I don't know how close he is with this particular president, but just the fact is he's almost like a legitimate voice asking for an illegitimate answer. You know, the thing that, and it's like, oh my goodness. So what does it mean? The government of Israel put together a video in 5 minutes. It will tell you exactly what that means. What it means is if they go back to the 1967 borders, which by the way, when Israel had the 1967 war, Jordan lost all their property, but because Israel had to defend themselves, they took over the majority of like Egypt, the majority of Jordan, And they gave it all back to them. Mm-hmm. No, all the things for Jordan to be saying is now we need to take back the little slither of, you know, it's like, man, this is against God. You cannot organize against God like this. Our president said the Middle East needs organizing. That's what they're doing right now, lowering the oil prices, hurting Russia, causing fracking to be stopping in America. I mean, they are working nonstop to be able to organize the Middle East, trying to get the solve the Israel problem. And you're not going to solve the Israel problem because God's standing up for Israel. So watch what this means, because it's going to show you, because Israel's just a little, I mean, it's like 60 miles wide at the widest point. But watch this graphic. It's going to show you details that it's undefensible borders. In other words, Israel will be destroyed if it gets voted, and they won't do it. They won't go to the 1967 lines, but watch.
Every state has the right of self-defense and to secure borders to protect itself from hostile invasions and terror. Israel is a small state surrounded by Arab countries 650 times its size, some of which are large bases of global terror. Only 44 miles separate between the Jordan Valley and the Mediterranean Sea. After the Six-Day War in 1967, when Israel was attacked by four armies on three fronts, United Nations Security Council Resolution 242 stated that Israel was entitled to new defensible borders to replace the previous fragile lines from which it was attacked. What are Israel's defensible borders? What are its essential security needs? The Jordan Rift Valley, Israel's eastern frontier, forms a natural barrier between Israel and the countries of Jordan, Iraq, and Iran. The Jordan Valley rises from an area that is 1,200 feet below sea level to a hilly ridge of up to 3,000 feet, creating a steep 4,200-foot virtual wall opposite any force attacking from the east. The growing threat of global jihad activity near Israel's borders requires it to prevent infiltrations of terrorists and weapons. When Israel left the Philadelphia corridor in Gaza, it became a highway for the infiltration of terrorists and the flow of hundreds of tons of ammunition and weaponry from all over the Arab world, aimed at Israeli civilians. The Jordan Valley is the equivalent of Gaza's Philadelphia corridor in the West Bank. To defend itself, Israel must retain control over the Jordan Valley. This is Israel's mountain ridge, rising up to 3,000 feet. It dominates Israel's major coastal cities, where more than 70% of its population, 80% of its industry, and all of its airfields and seaports are located. Missiles launched from the Judean hills pose an immediate threat to Jerusalem, Israel's capital. Israel's only international airport, Ben Gurion, would be in the range of even primitive rockets, while all planes taking off and landing would be threatened by shoulder-launched anti-aircraft missiles. More advanced weaponry would be able to hit virtually any point in Israel. If Israel were forced back to the 1949 armistice lines, the Green Line, the country's width would be reduced to a narrow 9-mile waistline that would be impossible to defend. That's why any future arrangement must include Israeli control over key areas of the mountain ridge and a demilitarized Palestinian state. Israel's narrow borders means a combat aircraft can cross the entire country in under 4 minutes. In less than 2 minutes, an enemy plane could penetrate the country's airspace via the Jordan Valley and reach Jerusalem. In order to thwart an aerial attack on Jerusalem, a hostile plane must be shot down at least 10 miles east of the capital to prevent it from crashing into major population centers. Therefore, Israel must be able to identify hostile planes before they cross the Jordan River line and intercept them shortly after. To defend itself, Israel must control the airspace over the West Bank. Israel's transportation arteries, and in particular the Trans-Israel Highway, enable travel and connection between Israel's regions. They also assure the mobility of the Israel Defense Forces in case of attack.
Protection of these vital arteries is essential in order to ensure that 1. Civilians aren't victims of terrorist gunfire. 2. Regions of the country cannot easily be cut off. 3. The mobility of Israel's defense forces is not hindered in the case of invasion. To defend itself, Israel must control its main arteries of transportation. There is enormous uncertainty about future trends in the Middle East. Iran is determined to become the supreme power as the U.S. withdraws from Iraq. No one can guarantee the future of many of the current regimes in the region. Today, more than ever, it is crucial to ensure defensible borders for Israel.
This is so important because when you're using these tactics, these Zelensky tactics that are being used in the world, that when ISIS was allowed to form over there, it created a convergence in the Arab nations to be able to say, you know what, we got to deal together with this problem. And that's what happens. You look at the tactics, 13 tactics, and then you have the president saying, we need to organize the Middle East. You have, you know, potentially, you know, former President Bill Clinton and Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton looking, you know, wanting that resolved before potential, you know, presidency going on. And it's like they're putting everything on the table. But what's going to, it's going to push us prophetically into a land grab that Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about, and the potentially, you know, 7 months to bury the body, 7 years to burn the weapons, all this prophecy potentially coming to pass right now because God is going to protect Israel. But if we don't stand up for Israel, if we don't stand up and pray for her and support her, and you're doing that by partnering with and sponsoring with VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, because we're putting the word out. Who is actually saying this is That's the right. real deal? And God sees this, and God will bless those who bless Israel. He'll protect Israel. The question is, will he protect America if we don't stand up for Israel? Begin to call your congressmen, begin to call your Congress senators, and let them know, say, listen, and the president, stand with Israel. Stand for Jerusalem being the capital of Israel. And everything they need, anything they need, do not let this 1967 borders come to pass. And as a matter of fact, take Gaza back. That's Don't right. give up the land. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.